the air conditioning so you can close the windows. Okay. We left off over here on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Aboi Rav Papa, Bein Shita L'Shita, Bein Teva L'Teva, Mai. The person says, Areze Gitech V'Hani Arshali. Between the lines, Teku. So Gemara asks, V'Teipu Kulei De Sefer Echad Amar Rachmana V'Lo Shnaim U'Shlosh HaSvarim Lo Tzricha De Ma'ura. We have no such metzius of Shnaim U'Shlosh HaSvarim because the lines and the letters are intertwined in some manner. Okay. What exactly is this psul of Shnayim Ushrosha Svarim? What has to be, what red line has to be crossed in order that something be called Shnayim Ushrosha Svarim? So here Tosfos points out two things. A, we have another drusha of Sefer, Sfiras Dvarim, and it's not the end of the world. We can have more than one drusha. V'yim Tomar, Heichi Machshir in the Perak Basar. We have a Mishnah on the Peizayinim and Beis. Shir Mixas Get. If a sofer is writing a get, and he gets to the bottom of the page, and there's still more to write, so what does he do? Then Ksavo Bedaf Hasheni. He can continue on page 2. But the question is, we have over here a psul. We have over here Havilon Lemivsal B'Shtei Dapim Yishum Sefer Echad Amarachmana V'lo Shnayim U'Shosh HaSvarim Ked Arminim Perak Beis Desota Kesava b'shnei dapin psula. You can't go from page 1 to page 2. Sefer echon amarachmana v'lo shnayim u'shlosh asvarim. V'yomeri, the shnei dapim desota ayri b'shtei chatichos. U'lekaman ayri b'klaf echad b'shnei amudim. That we have a daf, and we have a daf. When we speak about the shnei dapim, which is possible, we're speaking about two pages, two separate pieces of klaf. Or if you're speaking about the Shnei Dapim, which is kosher, in the Gemara and Gitim, the Pesayim and Beis, that's the same klaf, the same page, just two columns. We have Amudim, column 1, column 2, that a sofer can move over from column 1 to column 2. It doesn't have to be a retzef, a continuity, in terms of starting at the top of the page and continuing to the bottom. It can start at the top, continue, then restart at the top and continue as long as you're dealing with one page. So we see over here two dinim within Tosfos. A, Tosfos is giving us a definition of Sefer Echad Velo Shnei Svarim, that what passels is two separate surfaces, two separate pages, two separate pieces of cloth. B, that Tosfos compares different areas of halacha. Here he says that the definition of Sefer Echad V'lo Shnei Svarim relates to Sota and to Get. Those of you who saw Tosfos in Sota adds in also Mezuzah. Namely that both, that in all three places we have a drasha of Sefer Echad Amarachmana V'lo Shnayim V'shlosha Svarim. And in all three places we have the same criteria. As long as it's on the same klaf, even in two different columns, it's okay. However, were it to be on two different klafim, that would be possible both in Get and in Sota and in Mezuzah. That's Tosfos' Shita. Very, very clear, very, very uniform, universal, kulei. Here we have a double machlokas between Tosfos and the other Rishonim. Machlokas number 1 in terms of criteria. Machlokas number 2 is, do we have the same criteria in all different areas of halacha, or is there room to distinguish between Sota, Get, Mezuzah, etc. So let's take the first question. Do we have alternative criteria? Tosfos' criteria are one page, one object, or two. Does anyone go beyond, in other words, is anyone more machmir than Tosfos? Let's start in that direction. Is anyone more machmir than Tosfos and say that even one page, two columns, is problematic? Slowly, slowly. Let's take it. Is anyone more machmir than Tosfos? Does anyone say that even one page is problematic if it's two different columns? So if we open up the Gemara in Sota, to Daf Yud Chesem at Aleph, where the Gemara over there says, Sefer Echad Amarachmana, but Masha'enken Kosva al Shnei Dapim Psula, Sefer Echadah Merachmana Veloshnaim Veshalosh Asparim. What is Shnei Dapim? Rashi says, Kedapin Shel Sefer Torah Ha'asuyin Amudim. The fact that you move from column A to column B, even though it's one piece of cloth, like in a Sefer Torah, we have Amudim, that according to Rashi also comes under the psul of Sefer Echad Veloshnaim Shalosh Asparim. Okay? So Rashi is more machmir than Tosfos in his definition. Tosfos says that in the world of Sota, only two chatichot is problematic, two physical dapim. According to Rashi, the moment we have over here two units of ksiva, two amudim, that already is possible. Now, the question is anyone more makel than Tosfos? And says that even two dapim can be kosher. Here, we move over to what Pinchas mentioned. Who is more makel than Tosos and says that even two dapim can be kosher? That's Rabbeinu Chananel.
Wouldn't he also be more machmir?
You have to deal with all the Gemaras that we'll see with. How do you deal with different Gemaras? But in terms of the drasha of Sefer Echad Amarachmana, Velosh Naim Ushlosh Asvarim, Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gemara on Daf Pei Zayin, Shir Mikza Saget V'Ksavo B'Daf Sheni, Kagon, Dape Sefer Torah, like klafim of a Sefer Torah, v'ha'edim milamata b'daf hasheni kosher, ad kan l'shono mashma shevotze lomar, shnei dapim v'shnei orot, dumya de Sefer Torah, sheyesh harbe dapim b'harbe orot, and b'chol zot, what do we call it? We don't call it a Sifrei Torah, because it's made of many dapim, we call it a Sefer Torah, mashma Sefer Echad, which is very, very frightening. We would say, why do you call it Sefer Echad? Because all of those dapim are what? They're all sewn together. But Rabbeinu Chananel ignores the sewing. He ignores the sewing. The sewing is simply to make them one, possibly, you know, you could roll it from one to the other. But what makes it a Sefer Echad? The content. The content, even if it's going from page to page, from klaf to klaf, that's according to Rabbeinu Chananel called Sefer Echad. And who Adin says Rabbeinu Chananel in the world of Sota, in the world of Get, v'chule. Okay, so we have over here then, in terms of the criteria, what is the definition of Sefer Echad? I'll come to what Pinchas was coming. I'll come to that in a minute, okay? In terms of the definition of Sefer Echad, v'losh naim u'shlosh asfarim, we have, on one hand, this middle-of-the-road shita of Tosfos, that one page is Sefer Echad. Even if it's two columns, three columns, one page is Sefer Echad. Two pages is Shnei Sfarim. Rashi says even one page is two svarim if you have two columns. According to Rashi, Sefer Echad is a column. A column, one column. The Get has to be written in one column. Megillah Sot has to be written in one column. Boom. And then we have the Perush of Rabbeinu Chananel, which goes beyond Tosfos Lekula. Even if you have different pieces of parchment, like in a Sefer Torah, it's still called the Sefer. So you can have different pieces of parchment also in the world of Get. Also in the world of Sota, it's not a problem of having more than one piece of parchment. That's in terms of definition. In terms of using this definition across the board, Sof Kol Sof, we have over here three sugyos that have to fit in halakha l'maisa. We have to be able, you know, it's very nice to give a definition in the air, but those definitions have to have halachic ramifications. And we have over here three Gemaras that appear to be going in different directions. We have a Gemara in Sota on Daf Yud Chetam and Aleph. We have a Mishnah in Gittin on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. And we have our Sugya of Hani Arshalim. The Get is yours, but the page between the lines is mine. In the case of Hanir Shali, this is possible. First it says, Hareza Gitech Hanir Shali, that's possible. Say for Echad Amar Achman Avadosh Naim Vashlosh Asfarim. Unless the letters are Mu'ure, we have over here a Psul. The Mishnah and Daf Pei Zayin says that when you have a Get, which goes over Beis Dapim, it's Kasher. You get to the bottom, you move up to continue to get in a new entity, that's kosher. And the Gemara in Sota says, Shnei Dapim,
you have a Megillah Sota and Shein Dachin, it's possible. How do we deal with these three sugyas? The Tosfos says, I deal with all three of them with one definition, and then everything fits in very, very beautifully. Tosfos says, my definition is as follows. If you have one page, kosher. 2 pages, pasul. Shnei dafim pasul, that's shtei chatichot. 2 chatichot, that's what's pasul. Over here, when it says shnei dafim kosher, what's it referring to? Shnei amudim. Shnei amudim, ba'oto chaticha. That's what's kosher. In terms of ani or shali, why is it pasul? Tosos l'shitasa. If I say this is your get, but the paper remains mine, the paper between the lines is mine, ani or ben hashitim is mine.
According to Tosos, there's many, many pieces of paper.
Right. We have over here, kol ha'omed likatzitz, likatzitz dami. He can cut out his page. What's his is his. And then what happens is that the get is a line, another line, 1 piece, 2 pieces, 3 pieces. So this is ke shtei chatichos. Okay, so everything, according to Tosos, is lishitato. One definition, one uniform definition across the board, and explains all the shitos. Here we have 2 chatichot, here we have 1 chaticha, here we have ke 2 chatichot, because belongs to this one, belongs to this one. Let's move over for a minute to Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel tells us, working off of the Mishnah and Gittim, that 2 chatichos is kosher. And that's his definition, B'chol HaTorah Kula. He learned it out from Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is 2 chatichos, and it's kosher. And the sewing is totally irrelevant. You see, there's no requirement, there's no problem in terms of having something going over more than one page. That's not a problem, Ikar Hadin. Why then over here do we have a psul, and over here we have a psul? So Rabbeinu Hananel relates to one of these black and white over here, and he says, as Pinchas pointed out, we have a side problem. We have a side issue. We have a side issue called ba'alut. That if we have 2 pages, but one of them is owned by party A and one of them is owned by party B, that's a problem. 2 pages per se is not a problem. 2 pages owned by 2 different individuals, that's a problem. Namely, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, we need a certain degree of continuity. A physical break is not a problem. But a legal break, you know, the fact that we have over here 2 different owners, that breaks the continuity. It's a side issue. And we the real on the level of the physical, so even 2 chatichos is kosher. Even 2 chatichos is kosher on the level of the physical. That's why the Mishnah Gittin speaks about 2 chatichos. You begin right to get on 1 piece of paper, you can continue another piece of paper. However, in our Gemara, since we're dealing over here with 2 different people who own it, that's a side issue, that's why it's a problem. What do we do with the Gemara in Sota that it says black and white that Shnei Dapim is possible? It's something special to Sota. What is it special to Sota? So over here we have a Tosfos in Sota that offers an alternate explanation of the Gemara. That when the Gemara says Kosva al Shnei Dapim Sula, Tosfos says it means that the Kohen writes 2 Megillot Sota for the same woman. He writes a carbon copy. He writes a cloth. Maybe what happened was he wrote, he wasn't sure it's correct or not. He wrote another one, showed it to the Kohen Gadol or the Beis Din Kohen, and they said, hey, it's fine. But he has these 2 cloths, and what's he going to do with them? So he takes both of them, and he puts both of them into the Mayim HaMa'arim. He's mochik the shame of both of them. That's Sefer Echad Amarachmana Velosh Naimus Shlosh Svarim. That you can't have a sota with two Megillot sota. It's not a problem over here of a Megillah beginning on page 1 and continuing on page 2. That's not according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's the Sefer Torah. It's still a Sefer. It's a Sefer in Get, it's a Sefer in Mezuzah, it's a Sefer in Megillah Sota, it's a Sefer B'chalat Torah Kula. But we have over here a separate issue of not using two Megillot Sota. And Tosas points out that Hu Hadin, if someone were to give a woman two Gittin, hand her two Gittin simultaneously, Get Echad Amar Rahmana Velo Shnei Gittin. That's not a Maisa Nesina. Now, these are side issues. We have a side issue, you need a Maisa Machika, you know, Maisa Nesina, you need Bailus Achas. According to Rabbi Hananel, we have one Gemara which deals with the real issue. That's the Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin. That's the standard. You could even have something going over two or three or four different pieces of parchment. And the fact that we have a psul in Sota and a psul in our sugya, these are side issues. Okay, so Rabbeinu Hananel maintains his definition as a uniform definition, like Tosas' definition is uniform. And in terms of the Gemaras, as opposed to Tosos, who learns each Gemara in a different dukimta, and it all fits into his definition, Rabbeinu Hananel also learns Gemaras in a different dukimta, but with one essential Gemara and two side issues. Now let's come to Rashi. Sorry, put him over here. Now let's come to Rashi. Rashi is the Machmir, right? Rashi says that Sota written on two Dabim means two Amudim. That's puzzle. Even two columns is puzzle. Even two columns is puzzle. So the fact that Ha-Niyar Sheli is Pasul, so we can say that it's like Tosfos, it's like Kishtei Chatichos, we can say that it's like Tuamudim. This is no problem, according to Rashi, that this should be Pasul, because we have over here, it's no worse than Tuamudim. But the question is, according to Rashi, why can a get be written on Shnei Davim? It's a Mishnah. It says if you write a get, and you get to the bottom of the page, you can't continue the get. I'm sorry, you can continue the get. You continue the get. So Tosfos says you continue the get on a second amud. But according to Rashi, two amudim is no good. So how does the Mishnah say that you continue the get if two amudim is no good? You can't go to a different piece of paper, Kal v'chomer, that's no good. You can't go to the same piece of paper, that's no good. So here we have no alternative but to say, what? That Rashi distinguishes between sota and get. Rashi distinguishes between Sota and Get. Namely, we did that in terms of Tosfos, we had a uniform definition. In terms of Rabbeinu Hananel, we had a uniform definition. But in terms of Rashi, we have a Mishnah that just doesn't fit in. You can't work out the Mishnah on the Pei Zayin of the days along with the Gemara, Rashi's Pei the Gemara and Sota, that two Amudim is possible. So, we have to say over here, this is also two Amudim. But here it's possible, and here it's kosher. Now, there's nothing wrong with this. Understand why? In other words, what we're saying is we have a drasha. Sefer Echad Amar Achmana Velosh Nayim Shosfarim. What that means, we have a distinction in the world of Sota and Huadin in the world of Mezuzah. There, Sefer Echad means Velo Beis Amud. Ma'ashen came in the world of Get. Their Sefer Echad means Velo Beis Dapid. You understand? Rashi will use Tosfos' definition in Get, and we'll use a more Machmer definition in Sota and Mezuzah. Why should this be? Or how could this be? Or what? Why would we distinguish between Sota and Mezuzah on one hand and Get on the other hand, and have different definitions? It's not a problem to have different definitions. You can have the same drasha, but you'll interpret it differently in different situations. Yes.
You could say that get, what we really care about is the content of the get, whereas the Gilasota and Mezuzah is more of an object. It's ritual. Right.
That's what Rabbi Chassin pointed out in his shira. Rabbi Chassin wanted to say that we have the same word sefer being used by sota, by mezuzah, by get, but in the world of sota and mezuzah over there, a sefer is a cheftza of a sefer, a megillah. It's, we're dealing over here with an object. That object has to be on one, in other words, within one amud for it to be considered to be a sefer. Masha'en can get, here the sefer has another definition, as Tosas points out. Here the sefer basically means sfiras devarim. And we say it also means sefer, but the moment that we're dealing more with the content, so as long as we're going to have a continuity in the content, that already would be sufficient. If we were to have two amudim, that would be okay. Two dapim, that would already go beyond, that would already break the retzef. It's not, I was at a wedding last time, so I wanted to go over to ask him to just explain a little more what he meant, but he had to run out, so I didn't get the answer. But what appears is that as opposed to Rashi and Rabbeinu Hanan, as opposed to Tosas, Rabbeinu Hanan only have a uniform definition, different uniform definitions, but a uniform definition. According to Rashi, Rashi says this definition only in the world of Sota. Masha'en Ken and Gitim later on, he appears to say that Shnei Amudim is kasher. He doesn't say turn the page over. That no one deals with. Turning the page over, l'chora, is like Shtei Chatichos. That's already like two Chatichos. That's two separate parchments. But two Amudim is shot over there in the Gemara according to Rashi. And it's not a stira, simply this is Megillah Sota, and this is Get. Here we're dealing with a sefer as a cheftza. Here we're dealing with a sefer as a world of sfiras dvarim. Okay, that's what we have. Our regal achas in terms of this drasha sefer echad amrachmana velo shnayim u'shlosha svarim. Gemara then continues and moves over to a different issue. Boi rami bar chama hayu muchzakim be'eved shehu shelo v'get kasuv al yado v'harei hu yotze mitachas yada mahu. Mi amrinan aknuye aknila, odilma hu, namely the eved, minafshe ayo. And the Gemara goes back and forth with different issues, and in the end, the Gemara says, my have ala, what do we do with the suffix of Rami Bar Chama? Toshma, amrish lakish, hagodros, ein lahem chazaka. Namely, that we have a principle in the world of choshem mishpat, that generally, how do we know whether a metaltalim belongs to party A or party B? We have two chazakos. We have a cheskas marikama, who we know it belonged to, and a chazaka dahashta, who's holding on to it currently. Generally, the chazaka dahashta takes precedence over the cheskas marikama. If there's a book that used to belong to you, but now I'm holding on to it, and I claim I bought it from you, so my possession is 9/10 of the law, we go after chazaka dahashta. But if we're dealing with godros, those items that have their own locomotion, that go on their own, like animals or avadim, then ein lahem chazaka. The fact that this eved that was yours is now on my property doesn't mean I bought him. It means the eved walked over for a cup of tea. And, you know, it doesn't mean necessarily that you gave him to me. He has the ability of coming on his own. And so in the world of Avadim, we go after Cheskas Mare Kama. Okay? So over here, where we have an Evet, and a Get is written in the arm of the Evet, and the question is, did the Baal give this Get to his wife? Or did the Evet walk over on his own? That's our question. Dilma Aknile, was it Nikne to the wife? Or did the Evet go there on his own? The bottom line of the Gemara is, Hagodros Ein Lahem Chazaka. What does that mean, halacha l'maisa? A woman who has such an eved in her house with a get on his arm, is she mugureshes or is she not mugureshes? So here we have a machokes rishonim. The Rambam, al atar, perik dalad, hilchos gerushin, halacha dalad, paskins, Hoya haget chokuk al yodo shel eved, biksoves kaka, vohoya yodse mitachas yodo,
Vayuaidim chakukim al yado. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, just 1 minute. Sorry. Hayu muchzakim ve'evet shehu shelo. Hayu muchzakim ve'evet shehu shelo. Ve'get chakuk al yado. Ve'hu yotzei mitachas yada. Ve'hi omeret be'edim nimsarli. She claims that this get was handed over to me, and the Baal says the Eved walked over on his own. So the Rama paskins, harezo safek migureshet, shemo me'atzmo nichnas lo shehagodo sein lehem chazaka. Rama says, we have a safek. We don't know what to do. Maybe the Eved walked over on his own. Maybe he gave it to the woman. She's suffering migureshes. That's Rama's psak. If you open up the Rush, both in the Hagos, Ashri, and in the Kitzur Piskei HaRush, which in the classic edition is found in the end, but in the Oz V'Hadr is found on the bottom of the page, the Hagos, Ashri says, V'harambam kosav, she suffered migureshes. Volinir she'ena migureshes klal. Volinir she'ena migureshes klal. She's not migureshes at all. Hagodo sein lehem chazaka. No. What do you say? Everyone had in front of them the same gemara they have in front of you. What would be the halacha? Let me ask you. What would be the halacha as follows? You have a cow. It's known as your cow. And now I claim that your cow was sold to me. Varaya, I'm holding on to your cow. And you say, what do you mean? I didn't sell you my cow. He walked over to your house. What's the halacha with the cow? We put it in Beis Din Atshiyav Elo Yehu. What's the halacha of the cow? Cheskas Marikama. Hagodros Emlem Chazaka. My Chazaka Dahashta is meaningless. You have a Cheskas Marikama. It goes to you. The cow would revert to Pinchas. So it comes along the Hagolos Ashri and the Kitzur Piskei HaRush. The Kitzur Piskei HaRush was written by the Tur. The Rush's son, in order to be able to write the Tur, first made index cards of the entire Rush. Then he took those index cards and put them in logical order and he wrote the Tur, right? You know, using the index cards of the Rush's Psakim. So he says, Eina Megureshes. Just like in Choshen Mishpat, we would paskin, Chazaka Dahashta is meaningless and Godros. That's what it means. Hagodros and Chazaka. You can't prove anything from the fact you're holding on to something. And the other person has a Cheskas Marikama, belongs to him. So just as the Para belongs to Pinchas, so also the Get still is in the hands of Pinchas. And this woman is Eina Megureshes. What over here is the Svar of the Rambam? Why does the Rambam, in Dinei Mechira, Dinei Matana, Dinei Toin V'nitan, there he'll agree, Hagodor Seinam Chazaka means it belongs to Pinchas. But over here in the world of Get, Rambam says, Safek Megureshes. You need Eidus or Shtar. Okay. Or a Hodah of the Mocher. Okay. Yes? Chazak, he would have given it. What? Every get which is written is automatically given. You started off 1,000%. What?
Ah.
Okay. Okay. So if you recall, this takes us back to Daf Beza Mer Aleph, Daf Gimel Mer Aleph. Eidem Achasum Achashtar Naase Kemisha Nechkara Eidusam Bebezdin. We have a unique halacha in the world of shtaros that a shtar is made on itself, that everything is hunky dory. Hunky dory is an American expression for everything is fine. Okay, that everything is fine, that everything is good, everything is well. And so over here, the fact that had the woman holding on to a cow, had she been holding on to a chicken, and achinami hagodros ein lehem chazaka, and Eved also, had she claimed the Eved was hers, plain Eved, no gitim written on his hands, a get that had belonged to party A, and now she claims she bought it from party A, we give it back to party A. Hagodros ein lehem chazaka. But here this Eved is not only an Eved, he's a shtar. This Eved is the surface of a shtar. And there are two Eidim signed on the shtar.
And when you have someone holding on to a shtar, the shtar says everything works out, everything is right. This shtar is not mezuyaf. This shtar was handed over in front of Edei Mesira. This shtar was done properly. That's what, you know. So here we have the suffix. On one hand, we have a chazaka of the shtar. On the other hand, we have the cheskas marikama. So here we have the suffix megureshes. Namely, I'm sorry, we have a factor in the world of shtar that we don't have normally in the world of choshe mishpat, in the world of ba'alus, in terms of godros. L'chora, that, you know, Pinchas is correct, yeah? So here, what Rabbi Blech intuitively, as usual, understands is that we have an Eved also has another perspective. Not only is he a Godros, not only is he, in this case, a Shtar, he's also parallel to Karka. And in Karka, we have a concept of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. That's Cheskas Habatim. That if party A claims that he bought Karka from party B, and 3 years have passed, and no one has said anything, one way or the other, then the karka now belongs to the person who's holding on to it. Not to the marikama, but to the person who's holding on to it. So Tosus al-Atar says, Tashma, Amar Rish Lakish HaGodishanim Chazaka, Perish La'altar, Ela Ad Gimel Shanim, Yesh Lehem Chazaka Kedamrinon, V'cheskas Habatim. Tosus points out that we have to view this evidence from all his perspective, which means that currently, the woman would not be megureshet, or she would be maximum suffik megureshet. But if this woman holds on to this get for 3 years, and the husband says nothing, and then she says she's megureshet, he says, that Eved walked over to you 3 years ago, now she's megureshet. Now she's megureshet. Namely, that we have another factor of cheskas gimel shanim that comes into the picture. And then she would be, according to Tosos, it appears, vade megureshet. Okay? Immediately, she's either Eina Megureshet or Safik Megureshet. After 3 years, says Tosos, she's Vade Megureshet. Nu, what do you say about this Einfall of Tosos, this, you know, brilliant, Rabbi Blech, you know, thought of it as well, in other words, that we have another factor in the picture. The Eved is like Karka. Is this relevant or is it not relevant? Tosos and Rabbi Blech felt it's relevant. Is there a way of saying maybe that this is not relevant? Yes?
In this respect, I don't think that it should be the couple because you get the money, so we're going to make them a cargo.
So over here, Eitan points out, Hashem Simcha brings about a creative stroke. Eitan points out that this may not be so relevant. This may not be so relevant because the whole din, those who will be around next year, we're going to learn Cheskas Habatim Yitz Hashem, the whole din of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is based on the lack of an irur of the original marikama. Namely, normally the marikama in the world of karka, he reigns. We assume status quo ante in the world of karka. However, if the marikama was strangely silent for 3 years while someone is sitting on his land and planting it, etc., etc., kanereh yesh devarim bego, something is going on over here. This karka was probably sold, and the shtar machir over the course of 3 years was lost. That's fine in terms of karka. That may be fine also in terms of eved. But we're talking over here about a get. We're talking about a get that happens to be written on an eved. And in terms of a get, my nafgamina that the baal was quiet. Why is that a relevant factor in terms of a get? In other words, the moment that we bring in that shtaros have different criteria, that in shtaros, the chazaka, the hashta, is what may be meaningful. Because we say that the edim in the get are made that the status of chazaka dahashta has halachic relevance. But l'chora, 3 years, that's meaningful in terms of karka. It's meaningful in terms of avadim, but why should it be meaningful in the world of get? Again, we're sort of pulling things from the two sides. To understand the Rambam Shita, we brought in the fact that we have over here a get. Tosos, who brings in the 3 years, he's not dealing with the world of get. He's dealing with the world of choshe mishpat, of karka. So what you could say is that Tosos is going like the rush.
and the Hagolas Ashri. In other words, that in the world of the Rosh and Hagolas Ashri, whatever is the world of the Din Choshen Mishpat, that's going to be the Din over here. If the Din Choshen Mishpat is Agodros Ein Lam Chazaka, she's not Megurashed at all. If the Din in the world of Choshen Mishpat is after 3 years, it belongs to the person, then she is Megurashed. We view this get, not as a get, but as an Eved who, we view this get in terms of the Din of the Eved. If the Eved is Eino Shalom, the get is Eino Shalom. If the Eved is Shalom, the get is Shalom. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, that we don't view it totally in the world of Godros. We have a suffix, because we say the get has its own criteria. So just as it would raise the Chazaka Dahashta to a suffix, it would also knock off the Gimel Shanim. The Gimel Shanim would not be relevant in terms of the get. Namely, she'd remain suffix Megureshet. So Lechora, in other words, we have over here a Machokis Rishonim. How do we view the dinim over here of a get on an Eved? According to the Hagos Ashri, Kitzur Piskei Harosh, and Tosfos, whatever is the din of the Eved, that's the din of the get. If the Eved is not hers, the get is not hers. If the Eved is hers, the get is hers. So immediately, Eina Megureshet, after 3 years, Megureshet Legamrei. Masha'inkian, according to the Rambam, no, we have over here to balance, on one hand, the world of Choshen Mishpat, on the other hand, the world of Shtar. And in that balance, we have a suffix Megureshet. The Shtar pulls in one direction, and the world of Choshen Mishpat pulls in another direction. There we have Lechora, a suffix Megureshet. Okay. No, that's a Mishnah later on. That a get has to be v'kosav v'nosan, v'lo v'kosav v'kotzatz v'nosan. If you write a get on a tree, and you cut down the tree and give it to her, the get requires nesina. Nesina is a physical act of handing over, minimally. And that, you know, and so if the get is written in on karka, you know, it's mechuser k'tzitza, then it's no good. Here, the evet can be handed over. The evet can be handed over physically to the woman. Okay, boy Rami Bar Chama, a new case. This woman inherited from her parents a pidyon haBentre. Everyone knows this pidyon haBentre belongs to the Goldstein family. This woman was a Goldstein. Now she marries into the Faders, right? So now what happens is hayu muchzakim betavla shehishela veget kosev aleha. Mr. Fader writes a get on this pidyon haBentre, and it's in her house. Varei yotze mitachas yado. What's our question? Our question is that there's an assumption in the Gemara. The assumption in the Gemara is, who does the surface of the get have to belong to before it's given over? To the Baal. We'll see why in a minute, but that's an assumption. The question is over here, was this wife makna the pidyon haBentre to her husband in order that he write the get on it and they give it back to her? Or no? She was never makna it to him. He wrote the get on her tray, and it's pasul. Mi amrina naknuya knisalei, odilma, isha lo yada laknuye. That's the question in our Gemara. Amar Abaye Toshma. Afu heyid, this is Rav Yehuda ben Bava, al kfar kotan shahaya betzad Yerushalayim, Mishnah Edios, haya bozokin echad, haya malve lechol b'nei akfar, bekose biksav yado, v'acherim chosmim, ubo ma'aseh lefnei chachamim, v'hichshiruhu. Even though, who should the shtar belong to? What? The lova, the one who is mitchayev. He's the one who should, the shtar should belong to him. Here this zaken appeared to have used his own shtaros. V'amai, ha be'inon sefer makne v'leka, elala mishum damrin anaknuyeh makne lehu, that this zaken was makna the shtaros to the lovim, that it be valid. So over here also, let's say the woman was makna her pidyon haBentre to her husband. Amar Rava, my kushya, Vilma zaken shiny diyad laknuy. He was a zaken, and this is an isha. Elamar Rava mehacha. Wants to bring a raya from Arev. Amar Ravashi, my kushya, Vilma gavra shiny diyada. It always may not be a zaken, but it's a person who learned in yeshiva. Elamar Ravashi mehacha. Isha koseves es gita, ish koseves shovro, ein kiyum haged ela b'chosama. Period. Okay, we'll have to go through the whole sugya, but let's just try and take it step by step.
Firstly, what is the makor that a get has to belong to the husband before it's given over to the wife? What appears from the Gemara? Wonderful. But that's not the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Va'amai ha b'inan sefer mikne v'leka. The Gemara appears to say that we have a universal rule, rule that anyone who is initiating the transaction, the shtar has to belong to him. You need a sefer mikne v'leka. Ha'makne tzarech lichtov es hashtar. What is going on in the world of get? The husband is makne the woman to herself. She had been makne herself to him in the world of kedushim. Now he's makne her back to herself. We have sefer makne. He has to own the get. What Eitan points out is look in Rashi, divur hamaskio lo yado raknuye. Rashi concludes va'anan be'inan v'nosan. We need v'nosan, and v'kasav ish, v'kasav sefer kritut, v'nosan biyoda. And what does v'nosan imply? That it has to be his. How does v'nosan imply that it has to be his? Sefer makne, sefer of the makne. How does v'nosan imply that it has to be his? This takes us back to which machlokas? The Ksos and Reb Chaim. And we pointed out that even though there were grimaces when I said it, that Rashi previously appeared to agree with Reb Chaim. And according to Reb Chaim, what is the nature of a nosan? A hakna. Hakna means something that belongs to A is now being transferred halachically to B. If it doesn't belong to A, you can't have a hakna. So Rashi over here is lishi tato. A get has to be given b'matana gemura. The whole nature of get is a hakna. So therefore, you can't have hakna unless it belongs to the husband. According to the Ktsos, l'chore, b'nosan simply means physically it has to be handed from the Baal to the Isha. There's no world of hakna. It doesn't have to belong to the Baal mitzad b'nosan. Maybe even mitzad sefer makna. So Rashi over here is l'shitato. No, son means to give it over. We pointed out, according that's why according to Reb Chaim, you can write a get on Yisurei Hana'ah, because Yisurei Hana'ah don't belong to anyone. You can't be makne Yisurei Hana'ah, but you can give Yisurei Hana'ah. You can do a physical act of handing it over. That's v'nosan. That's the ksos. This is the ksos's shnit. So according to the ksos, we have to come on to sefer makne. According to Reb Chaim and Rashi, Chaim wasn't machadish anything. Rashi already said it. You know, in other words, the Gemara brings in sefer makna because the zakeh was dealing with other shtaras. But in the world of get, we have a local drasha of v'nosan. Ech shelo yiyeh, the get has to belong to the husband. Okay? Either we have this universal din of sefer mikna that applies to get as well, or we don't have to come on to sefer mikna. Within the world of get, we have a din of v'nosan. V'nosan can mean you require hakna. Hakna means it has to belong to the owner. To the Baal. Why does the Gemara have a question as to whether Isha aknuye aknisale, o Dilma Isha lo yada laknuye? What over here is the question? Why does the Gemara assume that a zaken, he knows to be makne? A man, he knows to be makne. But over here, this woman, Dilma lo yada laknuye. So that's what the Ritva wants to say. The Ritva, in the name of Rashi, we don't have it in our Rashi. We'll see in our Rashi in a minute what his pshat is. But the Ritva says in the name of Rashi, V'Rashi piresh lo yada laknuye, lo yada shehitzricha lahaknos. She didn't know that the pidyon haben trei has to belong to the husband in order for it to be a proper get. Lo yada de shtar mikne binan. She never learned this drasha of shtar mikne. Im yada she tzricha lahaknos, he yodas lahaknos. It's not a question, she doesn't know
technically how to be machne. She doesn't know how to do kinyanim. Women know how to do kinyanim. She was just unaware halachically that there is this requirement that a get has to belong to the husband before it's given over. And therefore, maybe this get is invalid on a technicality. Namely, that the tray was transferred from the woman to the husband in order to be able to write the get. That's one way of looking, and it fits in very nicely into the Gemara, where it says, we have zakenim, no. Maybe even gevarim, no. But women, if they didn't go to school X or school Y, tape recorder over here, I don't want to get in trouble, right, then they wouldn't necessarily know. Right, but Rashi didn't learn that way. Rashi didn't learn that way at all. Look in Rashi. Lo yada la'aknuye, lo gomra umekanya davar, she'ein beliba lases matana gemura, v'lo girsha ela bishela, v'anan b'inan v'nasa. Rashi doesn't learn it as a way of a lacuna in her halachic knowledge. According to Rashi, where is the problem over here? In terms of her gemiras das, in terms of what's going on inside of her, does she really? In other words, when the husband says, "Would you mind giving me that tray so I can write you a get?" Did she have gemiras das to give it to the husband totally? Why not? What would be a chisaron over here in the gemiras das? Nachon, that she knows she's getting it right back. So why should she be machne to him in order that he should be machne to her? Doesn't make sense to her in her bina yaseiro nitna lanashim. Why go through all of this? So it's not a chisaron over here in terms of knowing what should be done. It's a question, did she have gemiras das to actually do it? Okay, so we have over here a machlokes between the Rav Kreshkes in the name of Rashi. In the footnote over here, it says also that the Ran said this also in the name of Rashi. Kind of rather was a version of Rashi floating around where this was written. But in our Rashi learns this from Gemara Das. Yes?
Even within our Rashi, if she knew that she had to, that it had to be hid with the Nasa, so wouldn't she be Gemara Das?
No, not necessarily. She knows it has to be his. But she doesn't have full Gemara Das to give it to him because she thinks that if it, in other words, it's like a matana manas lahachzir, you know, sort of. In other words, that she knows what has to be, but she thinks logically, why in the world should I have to go through the act of giving it to him totally? I'll give it to him to write the get on, so he'll give it to me.
So doesn't that indicate a lack of understanding what his means?
It's not a lack. Again, it's not a lack of yediyah of the halacha. It's a lack of application of her knowledge to what actually is. Let me give you an example. Let's say, for example, that a husband goes away and asks his wife to check the house for chametz. Okay? So she learned the dinim of bedikas chametz, and the husband asked her afterwards, did you check, you know, all this room, did you check the car, v'chule, v'chule? And she said, yeah, I checked all of those rooms. But then he says to her, how long did it take you to check the car? She says, oh, in other words, it took me a minute. I just flashed the flashlight in, and, you know, words, and that was it, because, you know, I know it's clean. And the husband says, but that's not, you know, words, that, but, you know, words, that's not a bedika. A bedika needs more of a tircha. Maybe she knew that it required a bedika, but you know, she said, but the baby was crying. You know, in other words, that's a tosfos there's a tosfos in Psachim as to whether a woman is ne'emenet al ha-bedika because dilma lo tarcha. Not lo tarcha, a woman doesn't work hard. A woman works very, very hard. But because she works so hard in different areas, maybe she wasn't torachat enough in the bedika. Namely, she theoretically knew what had to be done, but she didn't apply that theoretical knowledge practically. So over here, theoretically, she knows it has to be nikna, but in her own mind, since she's going to get it back, she didn't have full da'as makna. In other words, if we were to ask the woman, when you gave it to the husband, did you have in mind that if he decides to go sell this in the flea market, that he can do that? And she said, no, I gave it to him, he should give me a gift. That's what she says. I gave it to him, they should give it back to me. That's not da'as gemura. Das Gemura means she gives it to him. And now it's his to decide. Do I want to sell it in the flea market? Do I want to write a get on it? That's the chisaron according to Rashi. lo gamra umaknia davar shein beliba lases matana gemura. And therefore, it always remained hers. She only gave it to him on tznai that she's going to give it back to her. That's not so pashut that it's going to work. Matan manas lahachzir is a machlokus in kedushin as to whether it's good or not. And we don't know whether it was even a full matan manas lahachzir, because you know that's the problem over here. The question is, according to Rashi, technically, whether there was actual gemiras das that even if the husband said, you know, I changed my mind. I didn't write the get. But I gave the tray that you had, your family heirloom. I gave it to my cousin as a gift. And so, if she screams, what did you do? You know, I never gave it to you for that purpose. I mean, she never gave it to him. If she says, what can I do? I gave it to you. You can do what you want. Then she had a matana gemara. That's a suffix in the gemara, according to Rashi. Just a minute. Yeah, sorry.
Is that to say that Rashi's clear enough that women, specifically...
No. So Rashi, this is not a din in women. That was according to the Rashi that was in the hands of Rav Kreshkis and the Ran. This is a din in people who think they're going to get something back. Do they really have full mind to give it to someone else in order to get it back? So, but even a matana sahachzir is a matana, so a matana gemura. Has to be a matana gemura amanas lahachzir. And the question is over here: is did she have that full das or not? That's the question, open question. The problem is that we dealt with this already once on daf chaf amud aleph. We already dealt with this question in terms of the ownership of the schar sofer, etc. And what did the gemara previously say? Look, go back to daf chaf amud aleph. We had Rav Chista said, Yechilna l'mifsalinu l'kule gita di alma. Amalei Rava mai taima, ilei mamishu nixiv v'kosav. That has to be written by a husband. V'hochi ihi kakosfalei. The woman is the one who pays the sofer. V'dilma aknuye aknele rabbanon. Rabbanon have the power of hefker bezdin hefker. And so that's not a reason to be mevatel all the gitin. Even if the woman paid the sofer, Rabbanan took the woman's money, and they were mafkirid from the woman, and gave it to the husband, and it's as though the husband paid the sofer. So we already have this, you know, we've been through this. We have a din of hefker bez din hefker. Why does the Gemara over here have this whole suffix as to whether a woman is makneh, or she's not makneh, brings a raya from zakein, from arev, etc.? Hefker bez din hefker. Who asked this question? The Rashba and Tosfos. Tosas over here asks the question, v'isha lo yada l'mikneh. He says, v'im tomar, v'chi lo yada, masnisin de koseves pashit mina besamuch, de isha koseves esgita, and we have no problem. Hu hadin. I'm sorry, I should start. Afal gav damrinan le'el, the demek siva sofer aknele rabbanon midida. Right. In other words, we have a gemara previously. So here we have two different directions that are taken by Tosfos and by the Rashba. I'll start off with the Rashba 1 minute. The Rashba is adaf chaf amid beis. So long Rashba. I hear what you're saying. Kohu be Rav Avosazal. V'chi lo yada l'aknuye, mai havei. Ha'amar Rav Aleel, Rabbanan aknile bezuzah desafra mishum de hefker bezdin hefker, naguba. So we'll see Tosas's teretz in a minute. The Rashba's understanding is that this is all a havamin of the Gemara. However, Rav Ashi, later on in the Gemara, Ashkach be pircha, v'amar dilma gavra shayne diyod alaknuye, v'ahadalei aikra dedina, klamar get mi ahave, lo mishum diyod alaknuye, ela drabonan aknule zuza de safra, d'choshu chachamim l'takanasa, kedei shelo ya'agenosa ademeksi basaget, v'kevan shekein, aftavla shelo aknula, v'afkure afkure rabonan l'gabi didei,
mishum takanta. Mali gita de kosev aniyara, mali de kosev atavra dida, hadida vahadida, vekevan de hayaf garua mishum takanta, hemachperula tavra mishum takanta, da tavra hadrala. Namely, that in Achiname, the Gemara over here was going on a wild goose chase for a while, and then Rav Ashi said, just a minute, what's going on over here? We already saw we have a principle of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Why limit Hefker Bezdin Hefker to the Schar of the Sofer? Apply Hefker Bezdin Hefker to a Tavla as well. The whole reason for Hefker Bezdin Hefker is that a technicality shouldn't interfere with the giving of the get. So over here, just as we were makbid that the technicality of Dmei Sofer shouldn't interfere, so also the technicality of the surface of the get shouldn't interfere. That's the Rashba. In words, in Achinami, the whole sugya is really going off on a tangent and then comes back to the real halacha of Rav Ashi. Elam Rav Ashi. This goes back to what Yisha Kosev says Gita, Ha'ish Kosev the Shovro. It's all based on Hefker Bezdin Hefker. But now let's go back to Tosfos. Tosfos says, Va'af agav deminan le'el. Did make siva sofer, achnere rabbanan midida, mikol makom tavla dida, go maknila. This is the direction of Rabbi Bleich, but we have to understand why. That the Dmei Ksivas HaSofer, that the Rabbanon will be makne. The Tavla, that the Rabbanon will not be makne. And we have Tzvei Dinim. We have over here the Baal has to be involved from a Baalus perspective on two planes. A, he has to write the get, and B, the get has to belong to him. On the level of writing of the get, they were going to have a takana. That even if she writes the get, namely she pays the sofer, Hefker Bezdin Hefker, it's as though he wrote the get. But on the question of the surface of the get, there's no Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That's Tosfos' chiluk. This is what the Rashba shries against. Once we have a takana, my nafgamina, if we're talking about $15, $100, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Yes?
My immediate reaction was before that a thing that's an heirloom, you know, it's not spending money. But we're thinking something else. What if she had given over the tavla, whatever she had there, that tray, to the sofer to do it? Would that make it more of an heiress to us? Because by the money you're talking over there, that she's in charge of writing up that bed and paying the cipher or something. What if here it seems that he's doing it, he's writing and having it written onto the top. What if it was from her? Or maybe it's no difference. I don't know.
Good question. Yes?
Maybe because the fact that the woman has to pay for the software in the beginning is just that kind of a bottom. So they can just undo what they did.
But the question is as follows. The sofer is not writing the get on his own. Torah says, V'kosav lo sefer krisus nasan biyada. The husband has to write the get. The sofer, the chora, has to be the husband's shliach. But whose shliach is the sofer in reality? The one who pays the sofer. Whoever pays the sofer, he's their shliach to do what they're paying him to do. So the question is, if the woman pays the sofer, doesn't that mean the sofer is now her shliach? And then it's not v'kosav sefer krisus, it's v'kosva sefer krisus. So because of this issue, Rabbanon took the schar sofer that the woman had given the sofer, they were mafkir it from the woman, they were makne it to the husband, so we view it as though the husband paid the sofer, and then the sofer is the husband's shliach, and the get is being written properly. Yes? Okay, so what Eitan is suggesting, yes, Pinchas, you want to?
Yeah, just along the lines of Eitan, that this is the normal way that it works. So they were misaking when things go according to plan, that's the way it worked. But this, in the tablet is Loshliach, anything outside the box, they weren't misaking.
Okay, in other words, the Torah has two phrases. V'kosav la'sefer krisus v'nosan biyada. We have to have a get written up, and it has to be handed over by the husband. on the level of the kasav la sefer krisus. So Chazal realized that a woman can get stuck in the muck, you know, with a husband who's recalcitrant, and therefore they gave the woman the right to be mezarez the matter by having the get prepared. And in terms of a kasav, Chazal made a takan of hefker bez din hefker that will view it as though the Baal was the one who took the initiative of writing the get. That's in terms of preparing the get for being written. However, on the level of a nasan biyada, which is the crux of the gerushin, here Chazal aren't going to make a takan of hefker bez din hefker in order to create a nasina saget. In other words, here we need a v'nasan. Here we need a bona fide v'nasan. And if, according to Rashi, that v'nasan implies a hakna'a, that is something that can't be that can't be done via hefker bezdin hefker. Here, this is, you know, in other words, hefker bezdin hefker can break a kedushin. Hefker bezdin hefker can't create a kedushin. Right? We want to create a kedushin with the das of the husband or the das of the wife in a proper manner. If kol makadesh adaita drabana makadesh, and the person does things improperly, we can use hefker bezdin hefker to retroactively break the kedushin. Hu adin, hefker bezdin hefker can serve as the background of the writing of the get to be certain that it was written technically properly. But on the level of the nasan, that's already going too far. If you don't want to learn this way, like Reb Chaim, so like the Ksos, so we have a din of sefer makne. In terms of sefer makne, in other words, the essence of the get, that it belonged to the Baal, on that level they're not going to do it. But you know, that's Machokas, Tosas and the Rashba. The Rashba felt if you have the means of making it takana, I'm sorry, and we have a question in terms of the das of the Isha, so let's be bringing the Hefker Bezdin Hefker to solve that as we brought it in terms of the Ksiva. What Tosas responds is that was a unique takana simply to be mezarez the background, that everything should be prepared for the gerushin. On the level of the gerushin itself, there we have to have a proper sefer mikna, a proper v'nasan biyoda. Okay. One more matter, if it's okay with you, because Tosas deals with it. We want to bring a raya from the Zaken. Say that we have a rule in general in the world of shtaros, you need a sefer makna. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, the sefer has to belong to the makna, and in the case of the zaken, he was writing these shtari halvos left and right, and lechora didn't belong to the lova. Isn't that a problem? Akne aknu yele, he was makna to them. Tosus points out, v'yim tomar ma inyan shtari halva leget the einam ela l'raya. Where is this din of sefer makna stated? Yirmiyahu was talking about a halva. What was Yirmiyahu talking about? The sefer makne. It was a shtar kinyan. In a shtar kinyan, sefer makne, that's where it has to belong to the makne. However, shtar raya, who says a shtar raya has to belong to a makne? And shtari halva, lachori ashtari raya, they're not shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan is a shtar matana. A get is a shtar kinyan. Shtar kedushin is a shtar kinyan. But a shtar halva is a shtar raya. What raya is the Gemara bringing from this zaken? He's writing shari hashtari raya. So Tosfos says, "Nira lefarish the Gemara." 3 lines on the bottom of Tosfos, the mistama, kevon shaya malve lechol bnei ha'ir gam hema yu osim lo tov v'nosim lo b'matana amochrim lo sados pamim shelo hayu kenuyim lo ela b'shtar gon sadi nesuna lacha amachur lacha v'gam shtaros elu hayakose v'asam v'akirim chosmen. Ha'ikar chasim and ha'sefer. The shtari halva don't require the ownership of the lova. But probably these people also sold him fields, and there was a shtar kinyan, and that shtar kinyan probably was written in the same manner, and therefore probably, probably. That's what Tosas says. Is there an alternative perush to the Gemara? What can Tosas read? Toshma, reading about 15 lines from the bottom. Afu heyed al shtarkat al kfarkat on hay birushalayim. Hayesham zakin echad haya malvil chol bene akfar. Vekosev biksav yado. Vacherim chosmim. Uba masal if nechamil shiru va amayo bin and sefer makne veleka perush.
Beinon shehalove yakne lo karka osav v'yishavdim lo b'sefer v'yimsero lamal v'hasefer kosav v'leka. How does this Tosus read understand the sugya? What are we talking about over here? What's the raya? From where? From the shtari halva'a or from an unknown shtar matana? Va'amai ha beinon sefer makne v'leka perush beinon shehalove yakne lo karka osa v'yishabdem lo b'sefer v'yimsalo l'malve. What is Tosfos Reed pointing out? A shtar halva. What kind of a shtar is shtar halva? It's a shtar raya? No, we had it already. What is Tosfos Reed over here pointing out? A shtar halva is a shtar kinyan. Every shtar halva is a shtar kinyan. Why? Because there are shibudei karkos. That if the lova doesn't pay, then the malva can go and take the karka that the lova sold to someone else. And that's a shtar kinyon. The malva has shibudim, he has kinyonim. That kinyon is handed over, is created via the shtar. And if the kinyon is created via the shtar, it's a shtar makne. Therefore, binon shtar makne v'leka. You don't have to come on like Tosfos and says, forget about shtari raya, shtari halva, shtari halva, shtari raya. But there were other shtari kinyon that the Gemara didn't mention, mistama. They were there in the picture. The Tosfos Reed points out every shtar halva is a shtar kinyan on the level of the shibudim. We have machlokas between Tosfos and the Tosfos Reed of the nature of shtari halva. Are shtari halva shtari kinyan, or are shtari halva shtari raya? Tosfos says black and white, shtari halva shtari raya. Tosfos Reed says black and white, shtari halva shtari kinyan. We link this, as Eitan pointed out, with a machlokas earlier between the Rambam and Rabosav Shel HaRambam and the Ravid as to whether a shtar halva'a can be written in arkaos. What can you write in arkaos? Shtari kinyan or shtari raya? Shtari raya. The arkaos, they have their integrity. They're good for shtari raya. They're not good for shtari kinyan. Right? And the question is, what about shtari halva? Are they shtari kinyan or shtari raya? Can be written in our kos? The Rambam paskins they cannot be written in our kos. The Rabosav and the Rabbi says they can. That's the same machlokas we have over here. We had this machlokas in a third place in terms of two lashonos of Rashi. Yes, going back to remember where. All the way back. What? Okay. What over there? In terms of the gova min hakasim mishubadim, whether we have to come on to a ksuva, or whether this is built in to the shtar itself. Again, the same question over here in terms of the nature of the shtar. Is it shtar kinyan or a shtar raya? Okay. So we'll stop over here. That's what we have in the sugya. Well, we have to deal with, we still have three more shiurim. Be a quorum? Hopefully. Okay. So next Yom Rishon, Yom Revi'i, and then the following Yom Rishon, if possible. So we have to deal with Orev Yotze Achar Chitum Shtaros. Just the brief review of the dinim status of Orev. I think we dealt with this year as well. What's the nature of this Orev Yotze Achar Chitum Shtaros that we didn't deal with yet? And then the Ein Kiyum Haged Ela B'Chosamav. We'll have to go back into that principle, and then we can move further into the Gemara. But we'll move over into different inyanim. Have the question that we get, chatzar mahalachas, etc. Okay, I think we get to the bottom of the amud. Certainly, I'll give you a page of Mar Makamos.